738.
Authorize a five-year joint funding agreement between the Bureau of Environmental Services and the U.S. Geological Survey, U.S. Department of the Interior, for hydraulic, temperature, and sediment monitoring in Johnson Creek, Columbia Slough, Willamette River, Fano Creek, and Tryon Creek for $672,108.
So we're going to hear from Caitlin Lovell in a second. Colleagues, Caitlin will also be back with us probably this winter to lay out the next chapter in our Salmon Sanctuary series, and she's been the lead on that, and we're very proud of that work. This agreement before us continues a water monitoring partnership with the U.S. Geological Survey that began in 1998. The information collected by USGS is used by the Bureau of Environmental Services for stormwater management, flood management and response, modeling and planning around fish, wildlife, and climate change impacts to our rivers and watersheds. This agreement leverages BES funds through matching federal funds. Here today is Caitlin Lovell, BES's Science Integration Division Manager, to give us a brief presentation. Welcome.
Thank you, Commissioner.
By the way, you're doing Hood to Coast again this week, this year?
Yes, in 3 weeks. Don't make me any more nervous than I already am.
Congratulations. My daughter's in training, her too, so.
Good afternoon, Mayor.
Good afternoon.
Commissioners. As Commissioner Fish said, this agreement continues a longstanding partnership that we have with the federal agency, the U.S. Geological Survey. I don't have a PowerPoint for you today. I just have a couple of points about this agreement that I'd like to highlight. The first is that there are two parts to this partnership. The first is the city's contribution to the 8 stream gauges on every major Portland river. This represents the bulk of the expense of this agreement. Data from these stream gauges informs everything from how we design our sanitary pipes that run alongside and cross these rivers, our stormwater systems that drain to these rivers, and of course, our restoration projects in these rivers. The gauges are critical to knowing when and where to deploy our flood response system. And moreover, the data are one of the long-term data sets that we have to look at how climate change is actually affecting Portland and to help inform the forecasting of future changes. The second part of the agreement is a unique collaboration across multiple jurisdictions that manage Johnson Creek. Together, we work with USGS to identify and study key challenges in the watershed that affect all of these agencies. In this agreement, the USGS will look at sediment, which will help us better understand where and what triggers the erosion, turbidity, and pollutants like DDT and heavy metals that associate with those sediments. We are also excited to embark on a pilot study using a new state-of-the-art temperature fiber optic cable that will help us locate all of the underwater sources of cold water that are critical to keeping Johnson Creek cold and clean in the face of increasing temperatures. We are hoping to deploy the first pilot in Crystal Springs Lake in mid-August or early September where the temperatures are still high. The total amount of this agreement is $989,425. This agreement is in the city's best interest because of the USGS's ability to pay 35% of that cost, leaving the city's five-year total cost at $672,108. Thank you, and if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Very good. Colleagues, any further questions?
So Mayor, the only thing I want to add is, Caitlin, I understand that there is some urgency to move on this, and if there is, I'm prepared to make a motion to slap an emergency clause. Is there a sense of urgency?
There is, actually, because the fiber optic cables work best when the temperatures are highest. We'd like to deploy them towards the end of August, which is sooner than the normal 30 days that we would allow before we could sign this contract.
Mayor, would you entertain a motion to slap an emergency clause on this?
Sure, go for it.
So move.
For the purpose of making sure the construction timeline is met.
Yes.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the amendment? Please call the roll.
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The amendment passes. Any further questions on the main motion? Carla, did anybody sign up for public testimony?
No one signed up.
Very good. Call the roll on the motion is, on the ordinance is amended.
Yu Daily?
Aye.
Fritz?
Again, we know that an enormous amount of work goes into the backstory on this, and then having implemented it, it's going to be a lot of work as well. So thank you very much for bringing it in such a tidy package for us. Aye.
Thank you.
Fish?
No, Caitlin, we have to find a way to shorten your title so it can fit on a business card. Science Integration Division Manager.
Thanks.
We gotta find a way to get that down to three. But thank you for your superb work, and I'm pleased to support it today. Aye.
Wheeler.
Yeah, well done. Thank you both.
Thank
I
you.
Vote aye. The ordinance is adopted as amended. Last item, 739, a second reading.